Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And let me tell you this. Today, it's going to be nice. Partly cloudy, high of 75. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 81. Woo! Joining me in the room this morning, she's the Chicken Nugget Princess of Indianapolis and some would say the world, Alex Clark.
That's right. What? Don't you forget it.
And she's beautiful, she doesn't get a lot of things, and she is also called Liv the Web Girl.
Woo!
Good morning. I should give you a better qualification than that you're beautiful. What else should I say about you?
I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm funny,
she's
I have a
fitness
great
freak
mind.
She's like good at driving. Oh, wait, okay. Sorry.
Hey!
I'm gonna work on those. It's Liv the Web Girl. Good morning, Liv.
Good morning.
How was everybody's day yesterday?
I did not sleep. Because Bachelor Nation was wrecked. I mean, not only was the finale last night, but drama after drama after drama. Some stories are in the garbage. Some stories we're going to have to dedicate an entire segment to because it is just that earth-shattering.
Wow, did you see anything, Liv? I didn't see anything earth-shattering.
I have not seen anything, and Alex is literally making me wait until like 8 o'clock to tell me all this juicy scoop, and I'm dying.
Yeah. All right, are we going to do this? If people can come back or maybe check out the podcast.
Okay, so I do have some of this in the garbage just after 7 o'clock, but also at 8:30, we're going to revisit our interview with Jenna Cooper from Bachelor in Paradise that we did yesterday because mm-hmm. she's a fraud, a phony, and a fake. We were gypped. She's not who she says she is.
Really? We had like a 15-minute conversation. You can check out the podcast at RadioNowIndy.com. I'm surprised she seemed really genuine.
Yeah, I am too because I'm a massive fan and I'm devastated. My stomach was hurting. I had a physical reaction to this news. I could not believe it. This is something, even if you've barely ever watched anything in The Bachelor show, but if you did catch some of our interview yesterday, either on the show or on the podcast afterwards, you do not want to miss this. It is unreal.
Liv the Web Girl. Was your day anywhere close to that?
Not quite. I actually went to the chiropractor.
Ooh, I was thinking about going yesterday too.
The chiropractor came to me. Joel Whoa. Daddy, my
Hello.
Boyfriend's friend, is a chiropractor. And his name's Chase, and he played golf with Joel Daddy yesterday, and then afterwards I came over to his house and he adjusted me.
Ooh.
And I heard things crack that I've never heard crack.
I don't know how
life.
I feel about that. Like, if I'd want somebody else, like one of my buddies, to be all over my girl.
Say crack again.
Crack.
I don't know. I have a problem with that. But maybe I just am insecure. So you're walking taller today?
Yeah, Joel Daddy was like watching real closely.
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. She just need her butt adjusted, dude. Her back. All right, my day, first of all, I hate to like throw you under the bus, Liv the Web Girl. I feel like this is something you would do. I have two things. One thing, did you guys get that spam email? For whatever reason, our company gets blasted with spam emails all the time. It's like, don't open this, don't click it.
Yeah, I open like all of them.
I delete all. I don't even open our real emails. Like somebody sends me an email, I just like read the subject line. If I'm like, I don't think I'm interested in this,
that
I just delete it.
That makes sense because you're like, well, I didn't get that email. Like, yeah, you did. No, I got one yesterday and the name looked like our new boss, but
yes.
It wasn't. Okay.
I opened it.
So I clicked it and it's like, oh, okay, this must be important. So I entered the information in there and I gave away like my account password.
No way.
So I was like, crap! I call up our IT people. I'm like, guys, I did a spam thing. So it was easy. I just reset my password on our little company thing. But I'm like, I'm the guy that says, how could you be so stupid? Well, I was that stupid yesterday. It was kind of cool. We went later in the afternoon to Camp Bow Wow, Lawrence, where we take my dogs, Benny and Paddington, and we tried obedience training. And my dogs need a lot of work, but guess what?
Did they learn something?
They learned something. We're doing this whole clicker technique. It's like a method where like you give them a treat and they you do the click at the same time so they associate it.
Oh, I do that. Like making noises like...
Like with your boyfriend, you're like Egyptian.
Yeah, I always make weird like just noises with my mouth.
You're the clicker.
Joel Daddy will like be like, come on, boy, to his dog. I'm like, come on, girl.
I started
like, let's go in here.
Lindsay didn't find it funny though. And I was like, Lindsay... She's like, stop it. I was like, Lindsay, get me a drink.
So what did they learn?
We just were working on the basics of when I say, like, look. Like, get them to look at you, like, so I actually focus on you. Because my dogs love Lindsay. They don't care about me at all.
Aww.
To be fair, they'd be dead without me. Like, I help pay for all their stuff, but it's cool, Benny and Paddington. I get it. You don't like your daddy, Joe.
Well, that's good that they maybe aren't going to be so...
But somebody had a really crazy dog. I'm like, oh, thank God our dogs aren't the crazy one.
Yeah, so, you never want to be that person.
No, no, no. I think that's how, if I ever get older with kids, I'm going to, like, leave a parent-teacher conference. Like, that ain't my boy. that is not my boy. All right, we got so much coming up. We're so glad you're here. Hey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wanda Barzee, the woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart in 2002 and held her in captivity for 9 months, will be released from prison next Wednesday. Apparently, it was a surprise announcement from the Utah Board of Pardons and Parole. The board originally denied Wanda an early release in July, but changed their mind after reviewing the case. They said that they have to count the 8 years Wanda spent in federal custody toward her state sentence. Wanda Barzee is now 72 years old. Elizabeth Smart said, "It is incomprehensible how someone who has not cooperated with her mental health evaluations or risk assessments and someone who did not show up to her own parole hearing can be released into our community. I am trying to understand how and why this is happening and explore possible options." Wanda's husband, Brian David Mitchell, is serving 2 life sentences.
I don't understand how you release somebody like that.
Oh,
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. Chris Harrison talked about how there's always going to be backlash no matter who the bachelor is going to be.
No matter what we say, if we said Jason, if we said, you know, Blake, it doesn't matter. There's going to be backlash. That's the way social media works these days. Colton's going to be good TV, and that is the reason we chose him. It's not an indictment, by the way, on anybody else. It's just that at the end of the day, the powers that be decide Colton is going to be a good story, good TV. He looks like The Bachelor, probably won't have his shirt on after night one, so it's going to be a good season.
And Alex says, I don't care.
I know. I'm not excited about Colton. We'll see, though. Casey Affleck gave an update on how his brother Ben Affleck is doing in rehab.
He's doing great. I think he's holding up, and he's taking some time for himself and family, and I think he's going to be okay. He's a great guy, and he's doing what he has to do to sort of get things back on track.
And from Trader Joe's to CBS, Cosby Show alum Jeffrey Owens has been cast in a guest role in the upcoming season of NCIS New Orleans. He will appear in the 6th episode of the season, slated to air in late October. In the episode, Pride is still emotionally reeling following his brush with death in the season finale and season premiere. He consults with his friend, Commander Adams, played by Owens, on what could be causing his current symptoms and what his next course of action should be. That is your Overnight Celebrity Stories and Gossip, actually, a.k.a. The Garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. God, we love Live the Web Girl. We really do. But sometimes it just we're like, what? What did you just say? Yeah, she struggles with things.
Which is why we like to get inside her brain.
Yeah, it's I don't get it with Live the Web Girl.
Oh, Live the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe, dumber than Joe.
We get it.
Live the Web Girl, why is it important for people to go to the dentist?
I don't really think it is. Like, I don't get why people go to the dentist, because all you do is just sit there and they brush your teeth. But, like, I brush my teeth every day, like twice a day most days. I don't get why we just have to go to a special place to sit in a special chair to brush your teeth. Also, I don't get why don't they use water when you brush your teeth? There's no way that's more effective, I don't think. I mean, I don't really get it, but I just don't think that's effective. Also, I floss, too. Why do we have to go? They do the same thing that I do every time. They brush my teeth and then they floss me.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
About 3 years ago. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Live the Web Girl doesn't get. Time for Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. It's Radio Now 100.9. It's just getting scarier here. Hurricane Florence is now being called a monster that could likely knock out power for weeks. The hurricane is expected to make landfall on Friday morning between like midnight, so almost late Thursday night, early Friday morning, and 5 a.m. in North and South Carolina. The governor of North Carolina, Ray Cooper, is warning the storm will bring wind and waves that may be, quote, like nothing you've ever seen. A National Weather Service spokesperson said, I can't emphasize enough the potential for unbelievable damage from wind, storm surge, and inland flooding with this storm. Alex, didn't you say that the Egyptian's got a friend down there in that kind of that area?
Yes, he does. Yeah, our friends. They just got married and they just moved to Charleston.
God, did they leave yet?
Not yet.
Get out. Man, that is. Hopefully they get out soon. That scares me. Here's President Trump on Hurricane Florence.
The safety of American people is my absolute highest priority. We are sparing no expense. We are totally prepared. We're ready. We're as ready as anybody's ever been. Obviously, these are all unanticipated, so we'll go to Congress. Congress will be very generous because we have no choice.
Today's a special day. If you like video games, it's National Video Game Day. Put your hand in the air. Anybody? Woo. Anybody? Ladies, some
sorry,
do.
I'm not a video gamer.
Live the web, girl. What about you?
No, not.
Yeah, okay. A new survey for National Video Game Day found the most popular games of all time. Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. Call of Duty. I played that. Donkey Kong. Grand Theft Auto and Pokemon. I don't think I've ever played Pokemon, so I'm not on that list. But you can check out the full list on the Need to Know News blog. There's going to be a mural downtown Indy. This is cool. A Reggie Miller mural will be painted on a downtown Indianapolis building nicknamed the Mitch.
No way.
Yeah, for real. This thing's huge. It's going to be. It's actually located near the intersection of Michigan and Delaware. The new mural will be 60 feet by 15 on the Michigan Street building. The mural will be called Reggie, Reggie, Reggie. Boom, baby. Work on the project is set to start next week. So that's going to be so cool to see it constructed.
The Egyptian is going to lose his mind.
Is he a big fan?
He is the biggest fan. In fact, he was at LaGuardia Airport a few weeks ago and saw Spike Lee and went up to him and said, I hope you know that Reggie Miller is still the GOAT. Tweeted this out, a picture of him and Spike Lee to Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller retweeted it.
Oh my God, blowing his mind over here.
Yeah, because I guess like way back in the day, there was like a thing where Spike Lee and Reggie had like a fun, like good spirited
yeah, you can see like a clip
animosity
on YouTube.
Or what, I don't know, something like that.
Almost like Tawny each other. Yeah, you can probably see it like on YouTube. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, so it was a big deal.
All right, so the Egyptian, your boyfriend, Alex, is losing his mind. I think it's time for you to lose your mind. Alex's dream is finally coming true. To tell us more about Sloss coming to the Indianapolis Zoo.
Woo!
Yep, as a public relations manager, Judy Palomaro.
Next Memorial Day weekend, we're going to open our Mystery Park, and it's a place where you can go in and feel like you're in a rainforest in South America. So it's going to be really cool. It's a cloud-like forest, and when you walk through, you're going to see flowers and plants that would be native to South America, and then you're going to come upon a sloth. And sloths live in the thick jungles, and so it's a perfect place for them to be. So we'll learn all about sloths. I know that they're people have seen them a lot in the news and on commercials, and we're going to show people what they are really like. One of the species we're getting is a Hoffman's two-toed sloth, and they're going to be they're around 2 feet long. They weigh about 17 pounds, and they live in the treetops and eat vegetables and plants and things.
So cute. I'm so excited. For years, I have been hoping that the Indianapolis Zoo is going to get a sloth exhibit, and it's actually on my bucket list to hug a sloth. Is there going to be any meet and greet type of like hang out with the sloth thing that you guys do, like some zoos do?
Some of that is still in the works, but we will have keepers out there with the sloth so people can get up close and take a look at them and see. It's amazing to see them up close. If you've ever seen one, their long arms and their toes are just amazing to look at.
I got to see one in Costa Rica. I didn't get to hold it or anything. I just was there on vacation with my family a couple years ago, and it was the coolest thing, and I thought I was slow. I don't know how sloths are so slow.
They hang around a lot, too. They're known to just hang there, you know, from a branch and for a long time.
What's the possibility that next year, closer to Memorial Day, when you guys are just about to open the exhibit, that you would have one of your keepers bring one sloth into the studio here live on the air? Because I don't think you understand. I will be shaking, crying, so excited because I am that obsessed with this animal.
I'll tell you what, Alex. Why don't we get you and Joe here so you can see them here? Because our animals do not leave the zoo, except our parrots do fly around. As you've probably seen them, the macaws. And we're going to have parrots in the mystery park, too.
I'm so down. Maybe we could do our show there live that day.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Fun.
That would be great. Oh, my gosh. Judy, I don't know if you know what you signed up for right now.
I will be the best person for publicity for this exhibit.
Yeah, you realize you can't bring chicken nuggets in to give them a sloth. They don't eat those.
No, don't do that.
Oh, Judy, thank you so much from the Indianapolis Zoo, the PR manager there. We appreciate you coming on and telling everybody about this awesome event.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.
Take care.
That is Joe's Need to Know News. Taking a selfie could save your life. Like, for real. I always get on you and Liv for taking a lot of pictures, but this might be a good thing. A 63-year-old woman was trying to take a selfie for Facebook. Oh, gosh, this sounds like my mom or my grandma. But she did this at home last month, and it ended up being a good thing because she was struggling. She's like, oh, that photo, it doesn't look good. And like, oh, my gosh, this one's even worse than one before. And she realized, wait a minute. I think I just had a stroke.
What?
Yeah. She noticed that one side of her face was kind of drooping a little more. And in each photo, it just seemed to droop a little bit more. And she's looking like, what's going on? And the reason she knew this, or at least thought of it, she actually had a stroke 2 years ago. So she kind of knew the symptoms and knew, oh my gosh, I've got to get help. So she called 911. By the time the paramedics got there, she was slurring her words.
Ooh.
If she had waited any longer, guys, she might have died.
That's outrageously crazy.
And here's how cool technology is, the phone and doctors at the hospital. Doctors used timestamps on the selfie, like when it was taken on your phone.
Yeah.
And they were to figure out, okay, this is when she actually had the stroke. They
That's
could see
insane.
The symptoms from that. And because of that, they were able to give her drugs that breaks up the blood clots in there. If you take more than 3 hours after a stroke, it can kill you. I had an old coworker, and he actually had a stroke. This guy in his like late 30s, and he didn't even realize it till he got home. Like,
oh,
he's
my
still
gosh.
Recovering. Like, he drove like 45 minutes home, but he probably had it was longer than 3 hours too, and he had a stroke. And like, his wife looked at him like, "Oh my gosh, what's going on?"
This is freaking me out.
It is, but it's important to know this. The good thing is though, because she did all this, she's going to be okay. She's actually out of the hospital now. She told a local reporter that she'll never make fun of anyone again for taking too many selfies because it literally saved her life.
Wow.
So Alex, Live the Web Girl, I would like to apologize for getting on you too for, in my opinion, taking a lot of selfies.
Duck face life.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. You can join in the conversation if you'd like to. 317-239-1009. Live the Web Girl, let me ask you this. Could you date someone who does this? Could you date someone if they are a fan of a rival sports team?
Okay, so I've thought long and hard about this before because my sister has dated someone that was a rival sports fan of the school we went to. And we used to get into screaming fights. My mom used to have to break us up. She said we were ruining the night and evening.
Wait, what school did you go to and what was the rival school?
I went to the University of Louisville, and we have a huge rival with the University of Kentucky. It's only like 2 hours away from Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we would get heated. So could I date someone who's as big of a fan as my sister's boyfriend? No, I couldn't do it.
Really?
I literally could not do it. If it was... Now, her current husband is a UK fan, but he's not in a super obnoxious fan, and he doesn't like eat, breathe, sleep, sports, which normally like the type of guys I go for do. So maybe I could date him if I like really liked him and he was like really hot and stuff, but a huge diehard University of Kentucky fan, I could not date. Absolutely not.
Alex, if the Egyptian was the complete opposite, but you're not even really a sports fan, are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this does not matter.
Not even
me.
On your radar
it's
for
not
things?
On my, now, I piss off my boyfriend. Yeah, the Egyptian is very much a sports fan of all types. He coaches, like, little kid basketball and all this. I mean, he's very into sports. He golfs, like, every day. He's a huge, like I said earlier in the show, he's a huge Reggie Miller fan. And so it bothers him that the teams I like have nothing to do with the teams he likes, and I only like them because of how hot the players are. So that grinds his gears.
If you're going to tell me, he's like, that's how he judges his favorites, too, by how hot they are. 317-239-1009. Are there any ladies out there right now, if you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show, that you have a problem? Like, you're like, oh, they like that team? No, that's a turn off. The reason I even brought this up, and I'm so glad you said that, Liv, according to this new survey, it asked if you could date someone who is a fan of a rival sports team. 22% of women say they couldn't date someone who's a fan of a team that they hate. Only 15% of guys said the same thing. So women are leading the pack here. And I was like, I just thought this would be totally one-sided. Oh my God.
Well, women are more emotional. So, I mean, that kind of correlates.
No, it's because boys don't expect girls to be as big of fans as they are.
I don't get what that has to do with
it. Well, so a guy is like, oh, yeah, she says that she is a Patriots fan. I bet she doesn't really watch it that much. I bet she's like really not that big of a fan.
But she's saying, but the girls in the survey are saying though that it matters to them.
Yeah,
more.
I bet the guys don't think it matters because they probably think that even if a girl is a fan of a sports
like me.
Team, exactly, she's really not that big of a fan.
She's just
and
a fan
doesn't
of a
care.
Hot dude.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, here's some other interesting things right now. How about this? 31% of the men and 21% of the women say it's more important to be a fan of the same team than to have the same political beliefs.
Get out. Bye. I don't even have time
you
for
don't
something
believe
so
that?
Stupid. No. It doesn't matter. You know what? It is a lot harder to raise a family and kids and everything like that when you don't agree on the same political and religious beliefs and things like that as opposed to sports.
But if sports are your life and you pay attention to sports more than politics.
But but politics and religion have to do with the moral compass. Sports don't.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Autumn.
Autumn, are you a big sports fan?
Yes.
What's
I'm
your
a
team?
Huge Colts fan.
All right. Now, what about, do you have a man, do you have a woman, and they're in the sports or no?
I do, and he's into the Steelers, thank God, and I could not date someone that was a Patriots fan. I could not.
I don't blame you. I think there's something wrong with people that are Patriots fans, Alex.
Okay, listen. Again, I'm not a Patriots fan. I just think they have the hottest amount of players, so I like the Patriots. But I know. Colts. Of course, I want the Colts to win, but I just think that the Patriots have hotter players.
Also, you saying that being a sports fan of a specific team has nothing to do with a moral compass, you are so wrong. So wrong.
I don't know.
I couldn't be a fan of the University of Kentucky because Calipari is a big, fat cheater. So that's a moral compass.
Well, hey, would you mind if I brought religion into this real quick?
Sure.
41% of men and 25% of women say it's more important to be a fan of the same team than to have the same religious beliefs. That's so crazy to me. Like, you think of the basic criteria of when you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, and you probably, politics don't matter, but I think a lot of people, you have to have some kind of same wavelength when it comes to religion,
beliefs. If sports matter to you more than religious beliefs or political beliefs, then I think that your priorities are way out of whack. That's what I personally think.
Live the web girl, defend your priorities.
I'm not saying that I agree with this, but like, I kind of get it. I'm not saying I do this, but like, it's not that crazy.
You get
to
what?
Me.
You get what I'm saying, or you get someone
no,
putting
not,
their sports beliefs
someone
above?
Putting their, like, thinking that it's more important to be the same sports fan than it is, like, religious beliefs
yeah.
or political beliefs. Me and Joel Daddy have different religious, or not religious beliefs, we have different political beliefs.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Shane.
Hey, what do you think? Would you have a problem dating a lady that has a different sports view than you?
No, not necessarily. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole University of Kentucky and John Calipari being a cheater thing.
Uh-oh, mm-hmm. Liv the web girl, you might be getting called out here. Go ahead, what do you want to say?
I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, I just wanted to say that Rick Pitino, no longer the coach of Louisville, and why?
I think this has to do
okay,
with strippers,
well, one,
doesn't
one,
it?
One, he did not know about the strippers that the university that were
oh,
at the university.
Come on!
He did not know about that. Also, this is saying that things that have happened over time. Also, yes, the Adidas thing. He's still claiming he didn't know about that. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But all I'm saying is that he's not there. Also, you got to know who you're rooting for, and it's people saying Calipari isn't a cheater because anyone who says that he is not a cheater has no idea what they're talking about. He is a cheater, and also there is someone who went to the University of Louisville that Calipari tried to get and tried to bribe money with, and they wrote an anonymous letter into ESPN talking about this. So yeah, he is a cheater, and it is going to come out.
Where's the proof, though? Calipari's still coaching? Patino,
oh,
not coaching.
Trust me, the proof will come. You just wait. It's going to happen because he has been cheating for a long time. And actually, there has been proof before. He was caught cheating before, so don't act like it has never happened with him before.
You know what else he's been doing for a long time?
What?
Winning.
I'm sorry. Who was the last school to win a championship, Louisville or the University of Kentucky? Tell me that. Oh, also, don't forget that the last time University of Louisville won the championship in 2013, Kentucky was in the NIT tournament. They didn't even make the NCAA tournament.
Count the national championship banners.
If we're talking about Calipari, we're talking about Calipari, not the whole University of Kentucky history.
I really like calamari.
Oh, me too. That's just really good.
I love calamari.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Amanda Stanton, a former contestant on The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, was arrested in Las Vegas Monday on domestic battery charges for allegedly pushing her boyfriend. She was celebrating a bachelorette party at a hotel near the Las Vegas Strip when around 3:15 in the morning, security checked on them following a domestic violence call and saying that they were being loud and all this stuff. So the security comes up there.
Excuse me, security.
And her boyfriend, who is, I'm not kidding you, almost 7 feet tall. This guy is massive. She's like 5 feet tall. She's a hamster. They knock on the door. Her boyfriend answers the door and starts talking to him about, like, hey, is everything okay up here? We're getting complaints. It's noisy, yeah. Whatever. She comes up and apparently shoves her boyfriend so hard that the security actually said, you know what? We're calling the police for domestic violence. And they called the cops, and the cops came and arrested her.
People always think that it's just, like, guys that domestically abuse women. It happens. It's just...
Yeah, but it's, like, so crazy because if you follow her on Instagram or anything, which a lot of people do, even if they don't know her from The Bachelor, because she's, like, one of those Instagram blogger people.
Yeah.
If you follow her, I mean, I'm not kidding you. She's the size of a grape. I don't understand. This guy is a massive dude, her boyfriend. He's like, I mean, he could be a football player.
I wonder how long this has been going on, because guys don't report that. If Lindsay pushed me around and beat me up, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd cry to my therapist, Julie, but that's about it.
My friends and I talked about this yesterday, and we were talking about how every relationship she has ends horribly, and all the guys always have bad things to say about her. Even before her season on Ben Higgins of The Bachelor, her ex-husband, the father of her girls, came out and said, dude, she is not who she says she is. This girl is straight up psycho, and I am believing it now. She was arrested, though, for battery domestic violence and then was released. And then yesterday, she's like pretending like it never happened. She posted a Instagram story of her and her boyfriend on the plane.
I saw that, and I saw the photo of them and then heard about the domestic violence afterwards, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Get me off
this
plane.
This girl is cray.
Cray. Jennifer Garner was asked by the studio to watch her new movie, Peppermint, with fans in a public theater, so she went, and she went on her Instagram story and posted a video showing how nervous she was walking into the theater.
I've never done this before, and now I know why. Hi, I'm in a movie theater, and I have a movie out, and I have to be here with my fans. And I'm afraid people are going to hate the movie and take pity on me, see me and think I'm just obsessed with myself. Nonetheless, do I have tickets?
And Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter will not be charged for allegations of rape made by Dream singer Melissa Schumann. Cops say the statute of limitations for the alleged 2003 incident expired in 2013, so the LA County District Attorney's Office will not be pressing charges. Good news for him. I guess bad news for her. And big concert announcement for Indy. Iggy Azalea announced that she will be going on another first American North American tour in 4 years this fall. I say another because, like, she was supposed to go on one 4 years ago and then canceled it last minute because she was being a diva and then her career plummeted. So,
well, you know what? Maybe it's time. Okay, I know we're kind of hating on Iggy, but wasn't Iggy really doing some big stuff? We were like, I'm so fancy.
Yeah, that's why she should have gone on tour when she had it. Now, people are excited about this show. The Bad Girls Tour will feature Cupcake as a special guest. She'll be here in Indy November 15th at Old National Center. Presale begins Thursday at 10 a.m. and tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 a.m. if you want to go. They can be also purchased on Live Nation's website. And of course, I'm sure that we will be giving away tickets here on the radio station, Radio Now 100.9.
All right, that's a garbage. Thank you so much, Alex. Okay, we just talked about this a second ago. Why am I not wearing my wedding ring? As a matter of fact, I, Joe, from the Joe and Alex Show, have not been wearing my wedding ring now for, I think it's been almost 2 weeks. August 29th was the anniversary for my wife and I, Lindsay. 3 years we've been married. We've been together for a little over six. And actually, on that day, ironically, I took off my wedding ring. Now, we have a guest this morning on why that's happening.
Yep, Shelby tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. Okay, these are the two reasons I can think of. One, Joe lost so much weight, his ring is too big and he needs a new one. That's actually my guess, too. Or two, Joe lost his ring.
Okay. Well, I want to clear it up. The obvious thing, I have not lost my wedding ring. I actually have it. It's at home on the dresser.
Ooh.
That's where that is. As far as losing weight, I mean, I'm down 30 pounds or so roughly. So I have lost weight, but it's not enough that my ring's like falling off. So sadly, that is not the reason why I have not been wearing my ring. Do you... Alex or Liv the Web Girl, before I get into this and tell you why I'm no longer wearing my wedding ring, for the past 2 weeks. Have any guesses or ideas why? I mean, you kind of guessed
that
right
was
there,
my
Alex.
Guess. Yeah.
Live the Web Grill. Do you have anything? Because you were kind of shocked when you noticed it the other day. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. That was my guess too. I mean, I initially was like, oh, there's some trouble in paradise maybe. But then my second thought was that maybe it's because you had lost so much weight.
No, I wish it was either one of those. Well, not the trouble in paradise, but I wish it was either one of those. But sadly, that is not the case. The reason that I'm not wearing my wedding ring anymore is because I had to go to the doctor. And I had something happen a few days before our anniversary. And I started to notice on my body, in kind of a personal area, I had kind of an itch. And I had kind of...
What are you talking about?
I had kind of a rash.
What? Ew.
So I went and I got tested. I had to go to my doctors to figure out what it was.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm being totally... Can I be transparent, please? I don't judge you. Okay, I guess I do judge you, but please don't judge me. So I went and I first told my wife, hey, I'm going to the doctor because I've got this rash going on and it's not... I don't know what's going on here. And she's like, well, did you hook up with somebody? And I said, no, I have not. I've been faithful to my wife. We've been together 6 years. So I ended up going, and we found out I, thank God, do not have any kind of STD.
Oh, my God. Good grief.
I'm totally clean. There's nothing there. But I actually do have kind of a thing going on. And the way that I don't know if you'd say caught it. I don't think I caught it. But the way that I got it, and the reason I don't have my wedding ring on right now.
You know that your ring goes on your finger, right?
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But the thing that happened was I actually got poison ivy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Downstairs?
I was doing some yard work, trying to help out around the house, and I was trimming up some bushes. That's not a metaphor. Just trimming up all these bushes that were overgrown, and I didn't wear gloves when I did this, and I ended up getting this, it was like these branches and brush. I got it on my hands because I grabbed them, and I pulled them out after I chopped them up with the trimmers. I also got it, I had to go to the bathroom, so I ran inside, and I thought I washed my hands good, but I got some of the poison ivy on my junk.
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, thank you. So
sorry.
I had to go to the doctor, and they had to give me a cream to help out with the actual itching. I wonder if anybody else has ever gotten poison ivy in some uncomfortable places. 317-239-1009. And because the hand I used to pull out was my left hand, which was my wedding ring hand, you can actually kind of see, do you still see where like the ring, that where it's red there?
Yeah.
It got underneath my ring, which is tight because I haven't lost enough weight, and it was irritating my skin really bad. So I've had my wedding ring off now for about 2 weeks, just trying to get my skin to heal. So hopefully I'm going to be able to put my wedding ring back on soon. But yeah, I didn't know what the heck was going on. I had to tell my wife because this is a little personal. But usually you celebrate on your anniversary with a little, you know, special thing sometimes, you know, like you guys flip some pancakes. Yeah, we flipped no pancakes because I had to tell her about the embarrassing thing that had happened to me. And at first she's like, who's the girl?
I feel like this is an elaborate story to cover up that you're not in a good time with your wife or something.
No,
because I can't imagine you of all people holding out on us this story for 2 weeks. Like, it's a pretty good story if you accidentally got poison ivy on your junk. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's embarrassing. Would you come in here and say, oh my God, I have poison ivy
yes.
on my boobs?
Yeah.
You would not come
all
in here.
All of us would. All of us share all kinds of crap like that on the air.
Nobody shares personal stuff down there. And I think, too, I'm hoping somebody can chime in at 317-239-1009 and confirm that, yes, somehow you accidentally get itchy things like poison ivy in places that they shouldn't be. Because, I mean, do you see it or not?
Like, I see it.
There's like a red ring.
I mean, yeah, it just looks like the imprint of where your ring was, though. I don't know that I necessarily believe you have poison ivy.
My skin was peeling and itching really bad. My whole body has been so itchy. Now, like I said, that's 2 weeks ago. Thankfully, if anybody wants to know, my stuff is clearing up. So hopefully my wife, Lindsay, and I can, get a rain check and celebrate what happened actually with the anniversary. Because that was tough. All right, let's go to the phones this morning. It looks like some people are chiming in. 317-239-1009. Brianna, you're in Greenwood, and what would you want to say about this conversation here?
My son actually got poison ivy on his junk while he was away at summer camp because he goes away to Nashville for a week.
Okay.
For summer. My poor baby came home covered in a rash and then, you know, kept itching down there, and I figured he had poison ivy, but... he got itching down there, too. And I was like, what's wrong with you?
He's like, oh, no.
He's like, Mom, I need you to look at something. And I was like, I don't want to look.
Was that awkward that since he's like 32 years old?
Well, my son's not 32.
I know,
so.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, I was at summer camp too. Okay.
I mean, it's still awkward. It's still awkward either way. So yeah. I can only imagine what your wife thought. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
So you believe his shammy story?
Alex doesn't believe me.
I'm so sorry. I would have to believe the shammy story because at the end of the day, I'm like, well, you know, boys will be boys. They don't wash their hands like they're supposed to.
That's true. That is a very solid point.
I thought I washed them. I put some water on there. Apparently that was not enough to get it off of there.
Okay,
so.
There's an epidemic going on because Cameron tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, I'm in the same poison ivy situation.
See,
what are you guys doing?
Thank you, Cameron, for validating me. Well, first of all, I'm assuming that I don't think we're naked when we're near poison ivy, but as I told you, Alex.
Wash your hands.
I thought I did, but I had to go to the bathroom.
Good Lord.
And you know I'm left-handed, so that means I'm left-handed. And that's kind of how it all happened. 317-239-1009. We'll take one more call on this just to try to validate my situation, which is embarrassing. Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and do you think this is a true story or not?
No, it's true. I didn't even know I was allergic to sumac, and I pulled weeds, and I wound up getting it on my stomach, my butt, and my leg.
Oh, what was the worst spot, the stomach or the butt?
The butt, because I didn't realize that the rash had even spread, and I'm sitting there scratching my butt, wondering why it did.
Everybody's like, wow, yeah, Stephanie's got an itchy butt, so...
And I was at work, and I'm like, why does my butt
fit? Hey, thank you. Can somebody put cream on this? Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate everybody, because sometimes I feel like a man on my own island here. I don't think I've convinced you, Alex.
No.
I still think you don't believe me. Liv the Web Girl, do you believe me that I didn't cheat on my wife, and this is actually from Poison Ivy?
I don't think you cheated.
I definitely believe you didn't cheat on your wife. Okay. I don't know about the Poison Ivy story, because why would you hold out for 2 weeks?
That's what I'm saying. That is such a good story that you would for sure have shared that 2 weeks ago.
You point out one person you know, it's like, hey, oh my gosh, guess what?
You are the person.
You are the one.
Okay, that does make a little bit of sense. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And Alex, listen, you have some of the most made up, like, creative, out of this world stories. And I got to be honest, I don't believe half the stuff that comes out of your mouth. But when you told me what your dad, Kyle, said, or at least is happening to him, I wanted to have him on. Do we accept? We do? Okay. On the Joe and Alex Show right now, the father of the one and only Alex Clark, please welcome Kyle Clark. Yeah!
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Explain, because I don't even really understand. I was shocked when my dad texted me this. Explain what you texted me is going on with Mom.
Well, about a week ago when I came home, she was, like, doing circles and surfing on the floor in the house and noises with her phone. And took me a while to figure out what was going on, but evidently she's gotten into, I don't know, I think it's, like, called Pokemon something or other.
Pokemon Go?
From, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. It seems a little odd because I thought that was for, like, six-year-olds and that type of, that age. But, yeah, so... She'll be floating around the house and swinging and doing weird things. And I don't know. I think they have to, like, hit something that's, like, invisible, but somehow it tells them on their phone that it's there.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like a little Tinkerbell floating around that they have to swing at and capture.
I don't know a lot about Pokemon. That could be one of them. I know there's Pikachu.
Well, right. He's saying the little Pokemon characters.
Yeah, character.
Which is exactly right. On your phone in the app, you see it, but it's virtual reality, so you don't see them in real life, but Mom's walking around like she's seeing all these.
I gotta catch them all!
Yeah, like she's seeing things that aren't there. Okay, so what else is she doing?
Well, I mean, she's been outside in the garden doing it. She's floated over to the neighbor's yard.
She's trespassing now.
Yep, even people riding their bicycles and walking their dogs by, she'll wave them down and do weird things like that. The only other thing that she's done that just seems kind of weird is, you know, because I don't really know anything about this game, but I know, you know, like yesterday we went on a trip up north, and on the way back, you know, she started screaming that I needed to pull the car over because there was a pokey stop or something. So I guess maybe that's where one of these little fictitious things float in the air. So... That's been about the just of it. That's most of it so far.
Well, Kyle, I mean, I feel your pain. I guess there are worse things your wife could be doing.
Yes, that's probably true.
That is so funny.
How do you feel, Alex? This is your mom.
Well, I'm not surprised knowing her because she's always late to the game on pop culture stuff.
This is 2 or 3 years old. Yeah. This was huge.
It's like, of course she would get into something like this, right, as nobody else is playing this game anymore. But also, it's just so funny because she would just think that was so fun to do. Just knowing my mom, I mean, she's kind of like Looney Tune-ish like me, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where you got it from. Kyle, do you think you're going to download the game too and start trying to collect all the Pokemon?
I think I'm probably going to pass on this one.
Kyle, Alex's dad, thank you so much for sharing that. I honestly thought Alex was making it up.
You're welcome. Take care.
So my dad texted me a little video. He caught her in the yard playing Pokemon Go. I'm going to put it up right now on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh my God. Well, hello there. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Joe's Journey, week number 13. Last week, stepped on that scale. I was like, damn, look at you, sexy pants. Except I was naked. I did it at home. And I weighed in last week at 374.4 pounds, which if you do math and you've been tracking this since June 20th, means that, hey, I am down 30 pounds.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Well, I don't want you to boo me, but you don't need to clap this week. I'm actually up 4 pounds. I'm at 378.4. I went ham. I ate a bunch
literally?
Of pizza. Well, no, I went pizza. It was actually pepperoni and pizza. I hung out with my little bro, Michael, for Big Brothers Big Sisters. They had a game night on Monday, and I don't know why. For whatever reason, I've been steady, but I just collapsed. And I was like, I'm going to eat a bunch of pizza. Then I ate some Cheetos, and I had some of those Capri Suns. Oh, my God, taking me back to the old school days. So I've been good since then, but it's just the weird thing about, like, this weight loss thing is when I cheat, because we've had 3 weeks where that's happened, I balloon up like as if I ate a whole like buffet of food. So
jeez.
I am up 4 pounds this week. You guys can give it to me. I'm allowing you to if you'd like to.
Shame. Well, shame.
Shame. No, don't shame me. Dang. God.
I actually was just about to say, well, you fell a little off the wagon. It happens. Hop right back on. It seems like you're doing it. For some reason, I'm like way more like.
Why are you so nice today?
This week and you gained weight.
I know. That's weird. Like,
I'm not.
Weight.
I'm still annoyed that you won't get a personal trainer and a nutritionist and have somebody that'll just whip
I'll
your
butt. I'll
tell
you this. There's still people. Thank you for reaching out on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Still trying to get back to everybody.
Oh, I think, yeah. See, okay. There it is right there. Liar, liar, pants on fire. I'm still trying to get back to everybody. AKA, he's not getting back to you on purpose because he doesn't want somebody that's actually going to kick his butt into shape here. You're using that as an excuse. You're keeping them in your DMs. You're not answering them when they're right there saying they're going to help you because you know that they would never let you get away with eating your little pepperoni pizzas.
Hey, make sure you're recording this right now. Alex, you might be right.
What?
Well, going to therapy and subconsciously, she's like, well, you talk about how much you want to lose weight and you get so hyped about it, but then you do things to
Okay, now I'm upset because you know what? For 2 freaking years, I've been saying the same crap, and now it takes your therapist to tell you, and now you listen.
And also, I will say, the past couple months when you've been doing this, me and Alex have been trying to keep you accountable,
and you get
we've
all
had
offended.
All the callers call in saying me and Alex are rude and unsupportive, and your therapist is saying the same thing.
Yeah, I'd like to get her on the phone.
You know what? I would love to have Julie come on. I don't know if she will or not. You know what? The one thing, it's the slightly difference between Alex, Live the Web Girl, and my therapist, Julie.
We all say the same crap to you?
My therapist doesn't yell at me and scare me.
Oh, yeah. Because you're paying her $200 an hour. If you want to pay me $200 an hour, I'd love to not yell. I'll be quiet as a mouse. I'll tell you anything you want to hear, Joe. I'll say, you're so skinny. You look so good. I'll tell you anything.
You can follow Joe's journey and encourage me. We can encourage you. All my stuff on social media is Joe Pesh Radio. And we have the blog, Joe's Journey, at RadioNowIndy.com. Wow, Alex, let me get back to you. I might take you up on that actual opportunity, okay?
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
All right.
That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into here on the Joe and Alex Show is something where we share things that we recommend that we're really into in this moment. And you can also do the same. And it's everything. As Alex mentioned, Minions, but it could also be food that you like. It could be music you're listening to, whatever it might be. Let's start out with some calls this morning. I love seeing everybody calling in at 317-239-1009. Sarah and Lawrence, what are you into?
There is this little food truck on Pendleton Pike and Shadlin.
Okay.
Called Emergency Tacos. It's this little family. They have their son and the husband and wife, and they have better food than most of the Mexican places I've been to here.
Ooh, that's cute. It's called Emergency Tacos.
Yeah, and it's in an old ambulance. It's really cute.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute!
I was asking, tell me about the name, because when I think of an emergency, it's like, if you go eat there, you're going to have to go to the doctor's because you got
it's an emergency. I need to have a taco.
I need tacos. Yeah, it's so good.
That's really
cute. And the
little
boy that comes out and helps is so cute.
Oh, I love child labor, too.
I do, too. I wonder how much they're paying him. Probably in tacos. That's sweet. Hey, Sarah, we look forward to supporting that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. All of a sudden, you hear like an ambulance go off. It's Sarah working at the thing right there.
Joe, what are you into this week?
This week, what am I into? Well, it's kind of basic, but I'll tell you what. When I am on my diet, I love this stuff, and I'm cheap, Alex. You know, I hate spending money. It's called Pure Aqua Belle V or whatever. It's this cherry-flavored water you can get at Aldi, the greatest store in the world, because it's so cheap. It's like $2 for a 12-pack.
My entire family is obsessed with Aldi, and I used to go there I was little in the orange counters, and you use their cardboard to carry your groceries
out. Bring a quarter in there.
Yep.
What are you into this week, Alex?
I am into Lauren Daigle's new album, Look Up Child. The entire album is fire. Specifically, though, her song You Say, which, by the way, has consistently been like in the top five spot on iTunes for all genres. She's a Christian artist, but she sounds identical to Adele. This song is incredible.
Ooh, oh,
this is Adele.
You say
that's Adele.
I told you it sounds just like her.
That's Adele. That has to be Adele. Hold on. I want to hear the voice one more time.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
I told you.
I am convinced that's Adele trying to do like a fake thing as a Christian artist now. She's like, hello.
No, it's not that.
Jesus,
it's called
me.
You Say by Lauren Daigle.
Well, all right, let's go to the phone real quick and talk to Dylan, who's in Greenwood. What's up, Dylan? What are you into this week?
Late night drives.
What have you been doing? Like, where have you been driving around?
Mainly just around the area because I haven't had a ton of gas money. But to be honest with you, it's just kind of relaxing. There's no traffic. If you're ever trying to get stuck in traffic at 2 in the morning, it's not possible.
No.
It's literally impossible.
Unless there's an accident. So that's good, man. I think that's one way to clear your mind. Nobody's getting hurt. You're sober when you're doing this, right?
Oh, usually, yeah.
Okay, every time be sober, please. Hey, Dylan, agree with thank you. Let's talk to Jesse on the west side today. What are you into right now?
Wait, did that guy just say he looks for places to ditch dead bodies?
No. All right, Jesse, you're listening to too much Alex and too much Murder Monday.
Oh, I was like, that's not a hobby, really.
But if you were going to ditch a dead body around Indianapolis, where would it be?
Oh, Geist.
That's horrible.
I would have said Joppa. I thought that was the obvious answer was Joppa.
Because they chase people out. Nobody will go there.
All right. What are you into, Jesse, on the west side?
Apple TV, because I need to watch the OG Teen Mom.
Wait, you're watching the OG Teen Mom?
This guy is after my own heart.
I hated them when they first came out, but now I cannot miss the show.
Who is your favorite couple?
Amber and whoever the new guy is for the week.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Oh, my God. Jesse, I feel like you're sliding in and the Egyptians should watch out. Alex's boyfriend could have some competition.
I know.
Now.
You're into Teen Mom and murder.
And only two housewives. Only two.
Oh, no, I'm not in any housewives, so see, there's a compromise there.
Jesse, say chicken nuggets and she's yours. Thank you, buddy, for calling in. Liv the Web Girl, what about you? What are you into this week?
I have been really into this new hair product I got. It's like Kevin Murphy's Shimmer Me Blonde Spray.
Dude, I love Kevin Murphy products.
Yes, and so it's one, smells amazing, and you can put it on after you shower. That's typically what I do, or when it's dry, and it just makes your blonde kind of like pop and stick out and kind of highlight it. And I've been like obsessed with it.
Listen to the full song on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. Plus, find the link to Joe's thing that he's into, Liv's hair shimmer. All of that's up there.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Sally Field revealed that she was sexually abused for years as a child by her stepfather and had a secret abortion in Mexico at 17.
Oh my gosh.
In an interview with the New York Times ahead of the release of her memoir, In Pieces, the Oscar winner said that she stayed quiet about the abuse for so long because, quote, I didn't know I had a voice. She revealed that her stepdad sexually abused her until she was 14, and she finally told her mom when she was dying of cancer. When she hit her late teens, she said she experienced a sexual awakening, which she describes as, quote, breaking out of my own brain. She got pregnant and had a secret abortion in Tijuana at 17 years old.
That is just sick and insane.
Heidi Klum talked about how Drake texted her trying to get with her recently.
Someone who I know knows him, and I guess he asked to have my number, and then he texted me, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. But then I never texted him back because I found the love of my life.
Wait, he texted you and you didn't even respond?
No. I mean, what do you do?
Heidi, do you love me?
Yeah, she didn't make it in my feelings. Photos of Kendall Jenner nude, sprinting on the beach and riding a horse had Twitter talking yesterday. They were shot by photographer Russell James for his upcoming book, Angels. According to TMZ, the images of Kendall were stolen from James and released without permission. So I don't know if she's really going to be mad about that. I feel like it's just publicity for her. So
I swear like her mom leaked it. Like, yeah. Do you really believe that?
Oh, Chris is behind literally everything that happens. You know, she's always the mastermind behind everything. Mayor of Flint, Michigan, Karen Weaver, was happy that Miss Michigan Emily Sioma talked about the city's water crisis at the start of the Miss America pageant this week.
I was really excited for her to do that. I think that was very brave of her. So many times you say who you are and where you're from and just general information, but for her to take that opportunity and use her platform and to use her voice to speak up about what's going on in Michigan and in Flint in particular was just amazing, and I applaud her.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you so much. That is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and it looks like got a little breaking update this morning.
There's updates on updates on updates. So before we get into the Jenna Cooper interview update, right now on Good Morning America, there is a Dancing with the Stars casting announcement, and guess who's going to be on?
Who's going to be on?
Grocery Joe!
Woo! Yay! Woo! Grocery Joe!
Fan favorite, Grocery Joe, everyone's favorite man from Bachelor in Paradise this season, besides Jordan.
Maybe I'm butthurt because I'm like Radio Joe and that never took off.
Well, I know. Maybe one day you'll get on Dancing with the Stars. We'll see how Joe's journey goes you'll get there.
Let's do Eating with the Stars and call me a star. I'll do that.
So we have an interview update from Jenna Cooper yesterday. If you missed it, we talked to Jenna Cooper from Bachelor in Paradise, and this is what she had to say about her relationship with Jordan Kimball, who last night we found out they got engaged. We love you guys together, and he's kind of wackadoo, but I feel like you're into that.
Yeah, I very much am into that. I feel like I'm just the same, so it's fine. We're weird in different ways, and it worked. People have a lot of opinions about him, but I could see a lot of the good. Saw a couple episodes of The Bachelorette before I went on. I was like, okay, I need to meet this guy.
Okay, now listen, as a guy that only watches Bachelor in Paradise when my wife watches it, what is this breaking update? What is this, oh, she's a fraud thing?
This can be summed up in two words. Dis bitch.
I literally have been waiting all freaking morning for Alex to get to this.
You still have not told me what
I'm telling
this?
You right now. Reality Steve, who, if you don't know who he is, he's like the spoiler king. He has a website that he's had for years since like season one of the Bachelor franchise. Okay. And every single show within the franchise, he gives spoilers. And not only that, but the cast members trust him and they give him behind the scenes juice. And he's always right. He's never wrong. I think he's only ever been wrong once. And he released some text messages between Miss Jenna and an unknown suitor who is tired of her games and her manipulation, and he decided to expose her. Apparently, they have been dating and in a relationship the entire time that she has been engaged to Jordan this summer. And not only that, he thinks that she's in a relationship with multiple men besides him. But even juicier than just a normal cheating allegation is the text message itself, which reads, oh, and let me add, was written right after she interviewed with us. After we taped our interview with her, she literally was texting this guy this after just gushing about Jordan and all this and how she hopes they end up together. This is what she said to this guy. She said, and they got in a fight because I guess he had brought up, like, you know, I'm tired of trying to be pretend like I'm going along with your fake engagement and all this stuff. And so she basically admitted that it's a sham. So this is what she says. Good morning, handsome. I wanted to say sorry. Don't be mad at me or do anything crazy. I know you're upset about this week's episodes, but I told you yesterday and I keep telling you that this is all for my business. You know how much I need the money. Me and Jordan aren't together for real. I don't even like him, let alone love him. I'm better than him. And once I'm able to, I'll break it off for good and make up some story to make him look bad, if that will make you feel better. He means nothing to me, has meant nothing to me, and none of the other guys I go out with mean anything. It's all for work and networking. You're the only one I need in my life, the only guy who interests me. I need you to love me and always be there for me. I'm gonna call you. You still love me, right?
I mean, I just got goosebumps.
This is so juicy.
Crazy. That is.
Okay.
So even worse
hold
is.
Hold on.
What? Reality Steve, I know what you're going to say. You're going to poo-poo this and say there's no way this could be real. Reality Steve verified the phone number, everything about it. He has all his sources. He's never wrong.
Reality Steve would not risk his credibility on a fake story. There's no way this is fake.
Reality Steve, Scuba Steve, whoever the Steve is, you're surprised by this? This is all that you go on these shows for, is for fame.
Because Jenna was different. Everyone loved Jenna.
Nobody's
and Jordan.
Nobody's different. See, you fell into this lullaby and this dream and this fantasy.
Well, here's the thing. It gets juicier, so just hold on to your seats, honey. You're only going to need the edge. Jordan has spoken out as of last night to People magazine, and I am just beside myself for poor little Jordan. Not only did he speak up to People magazine, but I got screenshots of his mother on her own Facebook commenting to people saying, like, is it true? I think her name's Dina or Dinah. They're like, Dina, is it true? She's like, yes. There's nothing like holding your grown son crying. We're all brokenhearted.
Oh, my God. Stop. I'm literally going to start tearing up.
Stop
wait till you read. Wait till I read you this. So in an exclusive statement to People, Jordan talked about it. He said he was completely blindsided yesterday morning when the blog broke on Reality Steve with the graphic text messages. He says, it felt like a body drop. I got taken down. I'm weak in the knees. I feel like I have rocks in my stomach. He said, on Monday, I saw something that someone posted on Twitter that somebody was going to be roasted the next night. Jenna called me and said she was very anxious about this Twitter post. I talked to her in the middle of the night, and I said, don't worry. Don't hype yourself up. You have nothing to worry about. I tried to calm her down. I went back to bed for a few hours, woke up, had my coffee, and she called me again and said she was anxious and felt sick to her stomach. She's in New York. I told her to keep calm. I thought she was just being nervous for no reason. Then I was driving back to Central Florida from Miami, and I started getting calls from other castmates like Chris Randone. I started getting screenshots sent to me of these text messages. I didn't know what to think. I sank in my seat. He said he's spoken to Jenna, but that he does believe the allegations are true. He said, I know my Jenna, and I read those texts, and in my heart, I know it's her. He said she was saying she didn't do it, but hinting towards the fact that there's a possibility that it happened. In all reality, I don't expect her to own it. Jenna gave her statement to People, and she says that this whole thing is all allegations. You know, it's not real, blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm literally tearing up right now.
It's horrifying.
Hearing that, because Jordan is like the sweetest. I just care for Jordan. He just seems so sweet and so innocent, kind of. I know he got a bad rap on the season that he initially was on, but that breaks my heart, and that's my biggest fear.
Get this. He said, I was going to bring my parents to North Carolina. That's where Jenna lives. He says, I really feel like I'm going to start dry heaving. I don't know how to handle this. It really kills me. There's not even a question about that. This was not a TV romance. This was real. And whether you like me or not, I deserve love. I found it, and this is what happened. So for the sake of anyone who's ever been in love, please be understanding. understanding. It's embarrassing and it hurts my pride and our friendship is just tarnished. I don't even know what piece to pick up or how to pull it back.
I mean, I'm literally crying right now because that is like my biggest fear and I feel so bad for this guy.
Live the Web Girl's got tears going. So you feel really bad for Jordan then?
I feel awful for him.
Well, we actually have audio. You got that. I have audio. This is Jordan's mom recorded this on her phone of him crying.
Okay, stop. That's going to make me cry for real. Stop.
That's so sad. Like picturing him in his mom's lap. Oh, sad. Fraud.
Yeah, a fake.
Jenna Cooper is a fake.
Thank you, Alex, for that exclusive update here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man was arrested for stealing an ambulance that was parked outside of a Florida hospital emergency room.
Now, why did he do that? He was already at the hospital.
Well, police wanted to find out, too, and they were able to find the guy. They activated, I didn't know they had this, the ambulance's GPS tracking system. So apparently enough ambulances have been stolen. They're like, okay, we got to put these in there. They pulled him over. So he pulled over. He's like, okay, pulling over. And he told the officers, man, I just needed a car.
Okay.
That's it.
No.
Yeah, he was charged with grand theft auto and driving with a suspended license. If you need a car and steal one, like, I'm not saying you hijack somebody or, like, do that, but why would you take an ambulance? That's the most glaring thing. Like, what else would be worse than an ambulance? I'm thinking a fire truck would be pretty obvious.
Like a unicycle.
I think it's pretty genius. Like, who's going to pull over an ambulance?
Well, no one would. That's true. No one would pull over an
like,
ambulance.
Like, no cop is going to be like, oh, let's get that ambulance. They didn't put their blinker on.
Yeah, they won't do that.
You don't know that. What if there's a beef between the EMS and the police?
I don't think there is.
Woo-woo! That's true.
And this guy right here, he tried, but it didn't work out. Adam Vines from Connecticut decided he was going to pretend to be a cop. Why is it, like, I'm a dude, and there's guy things I like, but what are with these guys so infatuated with, like, wanting to be a cop? Like, why don't you go do the training and join the academy?
Yeah, that's what my little brother's doing right now in Plainfield. He's,
really?
He's been applying for the Plainfield Police Academy, trying to do that.
We should have him come in here and taser you.
No.
That would be awesome.
No.
Well, this guy, Adam, decided, you know what? I'm going to pretend to be a cop. He wound up talking to a dude named Keith who was facing an impaired driving charge. I guess they just were striking up a conversation. Adam told Keith he was actually a state trooper who was on disability. So he must have hurt himself by working, you know, hard and protecting and serving. And he offered to clear up the charge. So that's pretty cool, right?
That's really nice.
I mean, it's like, you really don't deserve that. If you do something like drinking and driving, you got to, you know, face your crime. Thank God you didn't hurt anybody. But he said, listen, I just want a small thing in return. So kind of a bribe. What do you think he wanted in return to make a DUI erased?
A back rub?
That seems kind of cheap to me, but okay, a back rub. Live the Web Girl.
A stolen badge.
Oh, so he could really be into the cop thing and do all that? No, all he wanted was some beers and shrimp cocktail.
Oh, see? Is he from Indy? Because Harry and Izzy's in St. Elmo's.
That would have been a good place to go. Keith is like, wait a minute, that's a little bit suspicious. This guy wants some beers and shrimp cocktail. So he actually called the real cops to tell them, hey, this is what's going on. They ended up arresting Adam for impersonating a police officer.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe I could see the charges getting dropped because he was honest and told the cops that, but that's your best alibi, faking a cop? Like, hey, man, I'll get you out of that DUI if you get me some shrimp cocktail. I really like that Harry and Izzy's and St. Elmo's. Really good.
It's just that good.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And has Alex finally come to the side of mine, which is an amazing side? I recommended this to you to do it again, and you said no. I will not watch that. I didn't like it.
It's because, I gave Ozark a chance, and, this was, like, I don't know, whenever it first came out.
Old.
I gave it a chance. I got, like, two episodes in. I gave up. I just couldn't get into it. But Joe has been just talking about this show so much the last week, constantly, that I'm like, whatever, I'm going to give it another chance. And a lot of people say that if you like Breaking Bad, that you will like...
Yes, you will love it.
Ozark. So, and I love Breaking Bad. I've rewatched that series a million times. So I watched the first two episodes again yesterday. I got two episodes in. So I'm like, I'm going to stick with it this time because I feel like I probably will like it in the end.
I am currently watching Ozark 2 right now.
Okay, and what do you think?
I'm on the first season. It's so good. I will say the first two couple episodes are pretty slow, But I thought the first episode of Breaking Bad was really slow, too.
Yeah.
It just takes a while to get into all of it, but it is so good. And I think it's so fun we're all watching the same show.
I know.
Oh,
no,
my.
No, I hate
Don't get
it
excited.
Because I'm on season two. I think I'm like 6 episodes in. And I just started watching this 2 weeks ago. Like, I did an Alex binge of like, I'm not getting up. I watched like 6 in a row. Netflix tried to guilt me. Are you still watching? Yes, I'm still watching.
Don't shame me. Well, so if I'm willing to watch your all show, you guys got to be willing to watch mine tonight.
This isn't my show, so this depends.
Yeah, no, Liv,
out.
Be a team player. It's part of the job. You guys need to watch American Horror Story with me tonight on FX at 10.
I'm out.
Alex,
Come on.
Swear to you on this life, there's nothing you can say or do to make me watch American Horror Story.
You don't even know.
No, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've seen an episode of it when I used to live in the sorority house. They used to play it. I used to hate it. I literally could not go to sleep not watching it ever again, ever. Especially this one that's coming out is like twisted.
All right, Alex, try to convince me then. How about that? I'll be open-minded. Why should I watch American Horror Story? What's the theme this year?
Okay, is it scary? Yes. This season is called Apocalypse. It's on FX at 10, like I said. And every season is actually different.
You lost me. 10 o'clock's way past my bedtime.
DVR it and watch it the next day. Just DVR it. Now, so this is going to be on, and this one kind of combines two of the past seasons, so this one is one that you probably want to wait to watch after you've seen a few. But if you just go on Netflix right now, you can watch American Horror Story, the past seasons. I would highly recommend it, especially season 2 and 3. Those are my two favorites. I rewatch them constantly every year. I just rewatched season 2 like last week.
Not happening. Since everyone's recommending a show, I'm going to recommend that you guys watch a show called Wrecked on TBS.
You have
it's
no
so
taste
funny.
In television.
Are you freaking kidding me? It's just like The Office. It literally is so similar to The Office, like the sense of humor. You would love it,
Alex.
What
is it on?
It's on TBS.
Okay. So I have to watch it on cable?
No, or you can do the TBS app. You can do it for free on the TBS app. It's lit. It's so funny.
Yeah, I'll think about that. But American Horror Story, though. Y'all need to watch that.
All I'm saying is Ozark, and you're welcome. You're going to all love it right here. Look at this. It's the first time in like 2 years we've done something together that hasn't been forced.
Well, we're on our separate couches and or in our separate beds, so.
Well, that is true. I have a king size if you want to come over.
Wait, also, Jewel Daddy just texted me and said...
That's Liv's boyfriend.
Or no, Chelsea, his sister, just texted me and said, don't be a baby. We can watch it with wine. So apparently she's obsessed with American Horror Story.
I'll come over.
Have a girls' night.
Just girls?
Sorry. We can braid your beard and then you can be a girl.
Okay. Elliot King going to be hanging out tonight. Make sure you join him with Radio Now 100.9. WTF Wednesday going on at Tiki Bob's.
Woo-hoo!
No cover charge, $5 bombs, $5 Long Islands. Oh, that sounds so good right now. And $3 domestics and Wells. Liv, I think you need a drink. How long have you been trying to get a new car since you got in a car accident and totaled yours a few weeks ago?
It has actually almost been 2 weeks. This car process has been long, but today is the day. I think I'm buying a car.
Woo-hoo!
I'm probably buying
now,
a car.
Now, are you going with the Honda Odyssey or the Grand Caravan? What minivan are you getting?
Honestly, this Cherokee van is pretty sick, so I think I might just get like the 2017 model of it.
Yeah, stow and go with a vacuum.
I'm so sad to be away from my van.
Well, please take an Instagram videos and put it on your story of you saying goodbye to it today. What's your Instagram so people can watch you say goodbye to the van?
At Liv Karras.
All right, and at Joe and Alex Show. What do you got going on today, Alex?
I am about to film my new Triggered video. If you don't know, I have a little web series where I go off AWF. On things that I'm passionate about that you may not like necessarily, but that's what's the beautiful part of it. And anyway, I'm talking about patriotism today.
You are for damn sure a snowflake.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to go home. I'm going to make sure my dogs didn't destroy our house. I got to work on some stuff that I learned with them at Camp Bow Wow Lawrence with the obedience training. And
I don't think you can teach a dog how to not have rabies.
Yeah, I think that's like for life.
If dogs could sue for slander, you guys would be broke as hell right now. And they listen on the Alexa app, so shame upon you.
Sorry, Benny right. Pannington.
There we go. Everybody, have yourself a wonderful day. If you missed anything, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Subscribe and follow us on iTunes and get all of our podcasts to search the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, myself, Joe, let's say...
Say goodbye in a redneck voice all together. Okay? One, two, three.
Goodbye!